Now, the rest of the story. Artist Vincent van Gogh, his artistry aside, has been known to the world for more than 100 years as unlucky in love. Now it may be told that his paint betrayed him as well. For many of the colors Van Gogh so carefully, lovingly, even passionately selected for his canvases, many of those colors have vanished from them, have faded over the years, in some cases have utterly disappeared. What was once vibrant pink is now listless white. What was once deep purple is now emaciated blue with blotches of mauve. And when Van Gogh took his own life in 1890 at the age of 37, nobody could have imagined that his incredible paintings, the masterworks that were to make him posthumously famous, would themselves gradually commit suicide. The artist's principal betrayer was a scarlet pigment called eosine red, invented in Paris during his lifetime. It was to figure prominently in his work, particularly in those now celebrated paintings which he made while he lived in southern France. And yet the real culprit, strictly speaking, is not paint, but light. The same light that Van Gogh cherished so for its ever-evolving interaction with natural settings, the same light now quietly nibbles away at the tragic artist's most significant earthly remains. Since the discovery of this unfortunate phenomenon, the custodians of Van Gogh's masterworks have done their best to delay the inevitable. Some museums are installing light-sensitive blinds to help minimize exposure to ultraviolet rays. The main misfortune, from the viewpoint of art lovers, is that one or two colors are altered in a painting, and the entire tonal composition goes out of balance. Perhaps no artist who ever lived was more preoccupied with, nor more personally, emotionally moved by, the relationship of colors than was Van Gogh. From the colors that remain true to his paintings, one can sense his special fondness for bold, vivid hues, colors so remarkable that biographers and art connoisseurs have long since exhausted their arsenal of adjectives: blazing, ravishing, shocking. And yet how rapturously they must have exploded on canvas when they were all there. Until recently, historians puzzled over Van Gogh's written descriptions of the colors that he saw in his own paintings, and some even used the discrepancies between what Van Gogh wrote and what we now see as evidence of the artist's impending insanity. Well, now you know the secret behind the creeping quiet in Van Gogh's riot of color. And yet perhaps the greatest irony is this: the original colors, the vivid colors, which the incomparable Dutch genius intended for you to see, are still there. In reality, they've gone nowhere. For each of the scintillating paintings wrought by the hand of Vincent van Gogh, just 0.01 millimeter beneath the visible surface are those vibrant pinks and the deep purples, slumbering the years away in silent homage to their creator in a place from which no art restorer will ever dare try to retrieve them. So near, yet so far. That is the rest of the story.